Blog Talk Radio.
Number again is 646-721-9031. I got distracted by an I am the chat room saying, are we taking chat questions? Yes, we are taking chat questions. Who is asking? So, April, are you on mute?
Not anymore.
Okay, I was sitting there going, I was trying to introduce my co-host, and she wasn't responding. Are you the one I am me in the chat room about taking chat questions?
I'm not in the chat room yet.
Well, it says, are we taking chat questions? Who is this? SFO Geek.
I'm not in the chat room. I'm not sure who that is.
I don't either. That kind of threw me off. So let's go back to the chat. Let's go back to the squid. What I was going to say was we actually do. I also do private readings too. So if you want to give me a call, give me a call at 740-500-8863 or 740-601. 9835 or contact me through my webpage, which is actually www.psychicxjourneyman.com. And right now we're having a nice March special for everybody, so if you want to get jump on that, for a 60-minute session, it's only $33.33. For a 40-minute session, it's only $22.22. And for a 20-minute session, it's only $11.11. For a one-card angel reading, which is about 15 minutes, that's only $9.99. And also, if you want to take advantage of the night fee, you can sponsor the show. I think so. See, I do a 40-minute for $40. You can actually finance it. You can actually sponsor the show and actually get you and your services advertised, promoted on the air. So therefore, that's a good deal. If you want to advertise on the show, it's only a $40 fee too to advertise on the show too. So, but I think the ideal sponsorship is the ideal taking care of both situations where you can actually get your product out there, and plus also help us to keep giving the message out too as well, and keep doing this format. So give us a call at 740-500-8863, which is my private number, and just all sit down and talk about it. Let's see, I was trying to pull up the chat room. Not the chat room, sorry. What do you call that thing again? Switchboard.
Switchboard.
I do not see. I saw Dee in the chat room, but I don't see her here.
Anyway. Oh, I'm just Peachy.
Peachy. Oh, okay. She's in a totally different orchard than I was. I was in the apples. Anyway, with the situation, Terry, how you been?
Oh, okay, I guess. You know.
So how's the reading?
Still hanging out, waiting. Huh?
Right. So how's the readings working out for you?
I haven't done any. You were supposed to call and let me practice on you again.
I know. Now's your chance.
You didn't.
Huh?
You didn't.
No, I said now you got a chance. You can practice on
your... Now I got the...
Yeah, you can practice on your reading skills, and you can also practice on your reading skills at the same time. Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's one of those things, like I told April, all you got to do is like I do. I just sit there and start talking. I do what I do when I was when I'm sitting right there in front of somebody else face-to-face, you know. Try to relax and just have a good time. April, it's like everybody's been asking about April. Who is April? And I was like, April, should we tell him?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is, I lost it inside. This is my girlfriend, April. And she lives, where you live at?
North Carolina.
Las Bahamas. I was actually looking forward to coming to visit you, but now you're North Carolina. I don't know if I want to or not. But I'm kidding. But,
we have the Ryan Center here.
The Ryan Center. I want you to tell me more about the Ryan Center. What is the Ryan Center?
Not Ryan. R-H-I Museum is here in Raleigh. Well, it's actually Durham, but it's close enough. It's good.
Okay. I wanted to take 1 second before we get to get further into the whole thing and thank our sponsor, Richard Palanga, who actually has a website called DivineBodyWash.com. And he's telling me that for all the listeners out there, if you donate $25 to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash from this website that he has. And if you donate $35 or more, he will also throw in a bottle of body wash. So check that out. That website, again, is DivineBodyWash.com. It's all done. Basically, what he told me was for the body washes, when you donate, you leave your name, your address, and the phone number we can contact you at to get the body wash to you, and he makes it to your specifications. And it's supposed to be one of those things where it's all spiritually, all the things that would go with the whole thing. It's just to help you with what you're going through and that kind of stuff. And I recommend you check out the website. It'll give you more insights into what's actually going on with the situation and stuff like that. But it's all spiritual. It was one of those things that Richard said he was actually spirit guided him to do, and that's what he's doing right now. So that's our sponsorship, and it's crazy. But it's us. We're doing the whole thing. And I was just going to sit here and say, I was going to look at the situation of this Divine Body Wash. It's a really cool product, so check it out. And go to DivineBodyWash.com. Also, if you want to check out HemiSync CDs, they're great for meditations. They're great for insights, and they're also great for connecting with oneself. It actually, the music the technology is it gives a tone underneath the music that actually enables the brain, both hemispheres, to work together for increased focus and concentration and intense focus and concentration. So check it out. Go to www.hemi-sync.com. And the commercial goes like this. Somebody walks into your house and they hear that music playing. They go, is that Hemi? And they go,
that one's like the backward slash. We have the Z backwards.
These are runes, right?
Yes. We have the arrow pointing to the right. And we have the one that looks like the seven.
Okay.
And see, I need my PC to look them up.
Oh, I got you.
Because I don't have a PC.
Well,
what do you feel like they mean? What is the first thing that comes to you? What do you feel like they mean?
Probably tonight's not a good night for me to...
Okay. So what would you like to do? How intuitive are you?
I get feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I always tried to block them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to work on that, opening them up.
Mm-hmm.
I've been told that I need to practice, and I haven't practiced for a while. You were actually the last reading that I did.
How was it?
Yeah. I've been looking for work and kind of blowing off. But I've been told I'm
an impasse? You've been told you was an empath?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Empathic abilities are really good, too, because you can really pick up people a lot with the energies and actually touching them and that kind of thing, where you can just all kinds of stuff come through. A lot of people have...
Yeah, but that's not good.
That's not good for me. But there's a good strength in that whole thing, too, as well. You got to find the strength in your gifts. A lot of people have a tendency to focus on the other side of the whole thing, go, oh, my, you know. But it's the ideal, realizing that we're all looking for a life purpose, and a lot of times it's right underneath our fingertips. But the ideal is just opening ourselves up to people and go, okay, this person has a lot of things going on. You know, a lot of times with empathic abilities, it's just the idea of honing in on them to realize that you don't have to pick up on every emotion with that person, pointing things into a direction. I used to read runes before, too, and I told people... Yeah, I was sitting there looking at the situation, and I was like, you know, I got the book. There was actually this one metaphysical shop I went to, and it had this little encyclopedia on reading runes. And that thing had so much freaking information in there. It was just the ideal. It was more history than anything else. It was just the ideal. Like anything else I've done, I get it, I look at it, and then I just listen. And it's just the idea of honing in on your abilities and that kind of stuff. And it's... People say, how can you start reading so quickly? First of all, if it's a judgmental question, I'm not going to answer it. And if it's one of those things, a genuine asking the question, I'm wondering how I do that, it's just the ideal that you come to a point where you can just pick things up very quickly. And I always have. Mm-hmm. It's just the idea of not realizing why. To interpret information and stuff. And the runes were just... See, it's also a debate, too. There's a lot of people don't believe in it. Originally, when the runes were created, especially when it said right and in direction, it indicates to me you're going in the right direction. Just keep going on, no matter what presents itself to you, to keep going and keep looking for the easy route around obstacles instead of always taking the first thing and going over top of it. There's always an easier way, which has always been my philosophy too. I even say that there has to be an easier way. And then it was kind of amazing how there is an easier way. So it's presented every time. There's actually and I was sitting there going over some things. And so I understand where you're coming from. Sometimes you just like to have it. I think sometimes it can be a crutch to where we always want to go look because we're not having a little confidence in ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just saying with your situation, your empathic abilities could help you out so much. It's just the idea of finding the strength in it. I've talked to a lot of people who do the same thing. It's just like, oh, I pick up everybody's emotions. But you don't understand. You don't have to. The good thing about her is she knew what I did. She knew my abilities, and she knew for a fact what had just happened. Because I walked out of the room. I just got up and walked right out of the freaking room, and her friends were like, he's being rude. And she goes, no, he's not being rude. He had to separate himself from the situation because I just gave him all my stress. So he's going to go clear himself for a minute. He'll be back. And sure enough, I was. It's good to have friends around you like that, too.
Yeah, it is good. And you're leaving.
So why don't we sit here and Terry, let's put some intuitional things into play here. I'm moving to Colorado tomorrow.
I know.
How do you feel about that aspect of things? I actually had somebody tell me that it was a good idea to go back. Mm-hmm. And it was actually people waiting for me to come back.
Maybe you have closure there.
There was one lady who used to tick me off. She called her scaring me no matter what. I said, I know, but he's not doing that.
Oh.
So you're faltering.
Yes.
And she's like, well, I don't know what to do. I said, what do you mean you don't know what to do? Why don't you take your own advice?
Look out for number one.
Well, she keeps giving advice to everybody else on how to take care of their own lives. But she's not taking when I do readings for people, the one thing I've noticed a lot is as I'm giving advice to other people, like there's like a eureka moment goes off in me that I've just solved or I've just got an answer or I know or I got a direction by working with somebody else. Oprah said it nicely when she was on her show. She said she loved doing her show because it probably saved her over $40,000 worth of therapy because she got to talk to people about all kinds of situations and even got to talk about her own where she had a voice for everything, right? So she didn't have to go through the therapy.
Yeah.
And I think it's the same thing with this. I mean, I think if people do their jobs and do their jobs well and listen, they're not going to just listen in the point of being respectful and listen to that person and what they're going through, but you're also going to hear answers for yourself.
Yes.
So
I just also found under my leg, like the chicken foot one.
Yeah.
I don't know what that one means, but you probably do.
The chicken one. Okay.
Yeah, it's like, you know which one.
Describe it to me one more time.
It has like it looks like a peace sign, but without the circle, but then the three things at the bottom, but there's no circle.
If I'm not.
Algae.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
If I'm not mistaken, that's the one that's the one that touches on the idea of spirituality. It's kind of amazing the two runes you've already pulled in the process of I asked you about me in April, and it's amazing how these two cards, realistically, if you look at the situation, a journey, the ideal reflecting in the right direction of actually almost like saying embrace what's going on between two people, and then you have the second one, the thing you're talking about, the P. If I'm not mistaken, that's the one about spirituality, and it's the ideal of showing things that I thought too, where actually I didn't tell you this today, April, but actually this one reading I did this morning. The lady actually referred to you as a wizard. She said, the other girl I told you about, she said that she's a person who meditates, but she said April is a wizard and she's a mastery of what she does. She does not realize the talent that she has. She hasn't tapped into, but what she does,
I've tapped into it before, but like it was like
still there.
I'm like, how did that happen? Why can't I do it anymore? Like, kind of thing.
Yeah, but you're still...
You blocked it, too.
Yeah, you blocked it because of what was going on in your life at the time. Now, you just got to clear the blocks out, and there it is. And that card there, with that symbol, to me, that's a spirituality card. It also shows a very spiritual connection and also a lot of happiness and prosperity goes along with it. Do you like that one? Or is it gonna? Does it make you want to roll your eyes and go, oh, my God. Anyway, April, that was you saying.
Yeah.
I just asked you a question.
No, I don't want to roll my eyes.
I mean, how does it make you feel? What did it make you feel to hear that kind of intensity? That's who you are. Anyway.
I like hearing that I'm a wizard, yeah.
Yes.
I like manifesting things.
Okay.
I'm working on that.
Yeah, it's like,
See, we shouldn't have a class.
Right. It's like looking at the situation and going, how can you actually tap into your own abilities? Because everybody has abilities of their own. tell everybody else. So if you give me a call, I do group readings right now where we're going to start doing this thing on Skype, where if you all have you have 10 friends who have Skype, you can call me up, and the regular fee for that is $150. Flat fee for 10 of your friends, group call on Keen, I'm Keen, group call on Skype, right, to group, because it's like also with palm readings, I had somebody sit there and I said, there's actually been a couple of techniques when people palm read. What they'll do is they'll get one of those, you ever seen those rollers you get that you can roll out ink with and do your own printing?
Yeah.
You can actually roll it across someone's hand, put their hand on a piece of paper, and it details all the lines perfectly, where the person doesn't have to stand there the whole time with their hand a certain way. Now, me personally, I like doing readings the old-fashioned way, where I get to touch the person's hand and look at the lines and that kind of stuff, because I'm also an empath. So I can't do, because you just heard about Jill. Jill just got a palm reading yesterday. And they go, yeah, can you give us one too? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not? And I sit there, and all of a sudden the owner found out, and she was like, I'm not saying I don't believe in this stuff, but she's, I just don't believe that you're the real deal and that kind of stuff, and you have to prove it. Now, I knew it was kind of like a motivational thing to get a nice free palm reading, but I said, I like challenges, so I walked up to her and I said, let me have your hand, your palm. Before I was done, she was crying all over the place. So, Terry, would you like to ask us a couple questions? Actually, April's really good.
Okay, April, what do you see for me?
Okay, initially I saw like a car speeding across. I thought it was like symbolic of you rushing into some kind of goal that you have for yourself. I don't know if it has to do with work.
Okay.
And
April, I understand what's going on, but just relax and let your natural talent come out, because you're really good at this.
Yeah, she's good. Go ahead. Relax, you'll be fine.
Because I guarantee if you don't hit it right with Terry, she'll tell you. Fair. But, you know, when someone pays for the trip, you don't sit there. Like, what was that one little saying they always say, don't look a gift horse in the mouth? So, you know, it came...
Don't say that to me.
Okay. Go ahead.
I just had a trip offered to me to Florida for a week, and I said no.
Well, I'm sure the circumstances are different. This one here came across because I'd actually written it down. I said, you know, I went to Colorado the first time, and I didn't pay nothing to get there. Right. It's going to be like going there and going, wow, this is like home too, but... And maybe eventually maybe purchasing a house there too. And a lot of people go, well, you want to kind of get crazy. I actually told someone in my affirmations, I said, I'm a mighty money magnet and oceans of money engulf me. And they go, well, that's kind of bold, isn't it? I said, to really manifest something bold, I think you have to be bold and step outside the box. If you want it,
you have to get it.
Heck yeah. So I said, yeah. So, let's bring Dee on. Hey, Dee, are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Say hello to Terry and to April.
Hi, Terry. Hi, April.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I was thinking earlier that somebody sent me a private message, and I'm thinking at first, you know, I'm trying to figure out, is Donnie answering me or is it April? And the two persons going, April, you know, is that the woman on the phone? Am I... No, no. And then she asked, how's my boyfriend? And I'm going, what? You mean
Terry?
You're right ahead. I was just going to tell you to relax. Sometimes we all have a tendency to do that, where we really want to give someone a message that we get nervous and we kind of block or something. Huh? Go ahead.
I don't know if it's like, it's not like a golden truth about eternal youth or anything, but I just saw like a FedEx package coming to Terry.
A what?
A FedEx package that you should get one soon.
Does that ring a bell with you, Terry?
Yeah. But she said that I should get one soon, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you must have ordered something on eBay or something.
Oh, no, I've not ordered anything. I've been watching my money.
But that,
you don't
but
have a job to...
Right. I don't know. It keeps saying a week and a half.
Oh. Well, she didn't pick up anything bad. Like, I thought she was going to pick up some of the bad things I've done.
Okay. No, she has a tendency to...
Now, life's improving.
Life's improving.
Pardon me?
Life's improving? Life's improving.
I said life's improving.
How do you feel about that? You know, like with the situation of focusing on one's gifts and talents, usually what happens is you find the solutions to the things that's been happening all the time. Even the ideal, the answers to relationship issues and that kind of stuff. Who would cut loose and who not to? What can happen? What kind of situation that goes along? I've actually been trying to... I'm going to sit there and throw out some additional cards too as well. I'm going to do a little three-card pyramid spread for you. So if you want to give us a call and actually get yourself one, we do these three-card pyramid spreads, but we can also answer a couple questions for you. So just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. If you ask any questions about relationships, expect to get a lecture. But I'll just warn you ahead of time. Because the one thing I keep getting... what I would like to sit down and talk to people about is the idea of asking the question. Sometimes asking a question could also put a negative energy onto something, like asking the question, will I ever find true love? I'm sitting there going, wow, okay. You know, the way you put it and that kind of stuff? No. And then they kind of like, what? I was like, see, aren't you trying to kind of kick in? Like, that's a crazy question, isn't it? Because realistically, with these situations, it's up to you. It's the ideal. What's going on? If you're having any kind of doubts within yourself, that's probably why you're having doubts with asking those questions and saying, okay, does this guy love me? Ask yourself at that moment how much you love yourself. And maybe that's the key to the situation, to realizing that one little thing that you're expecting everybody else to fill in the blanks when you don't realize it's your own responsibility to take responsibility of your life and to... fill in those blanks yourself. I wanted to do like a Pink Panther thing and walk down the freaking street going, come on, guys. Because I was trying to, it's like looking at the situation and saying, how can I ask a question in a positive way instead of saying, well, when me and this person work out, maybe you should sit there and just give the name, birthdays, and go, what do you think? And give the psychic a chance to just go give you the impressions and that kind of thing. Or just.
Well, I was told Leos and Tauruses do not work.
That's funny, because my brother's a Leo.
What was that again? What'd you say, Terry?
Leos and Tauruses do not work.
Okay.
Together in a relationship.
Leos and Tauruses. Now, one thing I like to jump back to the thing is I've been doing relationship counseling and stuff like that for over 20 years. Is the idea of realizing what we're actually looking for is someone to love us unconditionally. Okay?
Yeah.
Did you look at the situation of signs and those kind of things? Me personally, when you look at the situation of meeting people, I don't think we should put these in the equation. I want to meet a Taurus or I want to meet a Leo. Because a lot of times what we're doing is we're dictating what we want by what someone else thinks in their perception. Because if you do a lot of research on astrology and horoscopes, kind of stuff, one thing you're going to find out, I've actually read four books. And one book, it said Taurus starts the 21st and ends the 21st. And there's another book that will say Taurus starts off the 21st and ends the 22nd. So there's a variation in there. And it's also that people don't realize that in the process of doing astrology charts and that kind of stuff, there is a lot of interpretation in there because of how the person perceived when they were taught how to do it. So you got to take that into account too. And I always think that what we should do is the idea of looking for someone, as in focusing and connecting with the essence of that person, and then after we're together, then we can sit there and go, okay, what sign are you? And what sign are you? We can use those as blueprints on how to actually be more within the relationship that we've already created, instead of always going on those notes and saying, okay, let's go for a Taurus. Because what you're going to find out that there's different variations, because a Taurus, Joey here could be a Taurus, but he's also got other personal traits too, because his chart, he might have a moon rising, he might have a Virgo rising. You know, there's certain things about the whole thing that makes it all different. So a Taurus on the sun, that's good, but it's also been said in astrology that your rising sign and your mm-hmm. moon sign are more influential over you than your sun sign is. So everybody everybody kind of goes for the sun sign because it's the easiest
one. The sun sign, yeah.
Yeah, it's one we always see all the time.
Well, see, I've been married. It will be 29 years.
You're still married too, right, Terry?
Yes.
Well, your sun sign is like how you see yourself and how you are, but your rising sign is how other people see you and your first impression. And then when they get to know you better, then
they like me.
Starts to come through.
Yeah.
Then they like me.
Hmm.
Once they get to know me, they like me. They don't like me at first.
So what?
Because
they're
saying that I have an air about me and I intimidate them, and I've had a lot of people tell me that.
Yeah, they use intimidation. It means the person also finds weakness within themselves, so therefore you just have a tendency to reflect that. So it's not intimidating. It's more I don't want to see myself in you. So therefore, I feel intimidated because I don't want to look at it right now. I don't want to deal with it. I won't take care of it. And Leos are a pain in the ass. Oh, did I say that loud?
yeah, you did. I'm a Leo.
I know, but seriously, oh.
You're right.
So let's take a look at the situation. Let's pull a card out for you. Actually, I wanted to shuffle some more, and I wanted to sit there. What I usually do right now, we're trying to do this, where I just shuffle. When I'm done shuffling, I'm going to ask you to tell me when to cut it.
Okay.
April said she was talking about her brother is a Leo, too, and I'm a Taurus. And our first encounter was not very pleasurable. So it was like looking at the situation going, you know, me and April's relationship, she was the one that pursued me. I wasn't pursuing her. So, but everybody's got this big thing since I'm the older one that I must have manipulated it, tricked her, or whatever. I said, really? Well, that makes me feel good. I don't have any natural talents. I'm not a good person. I don't try to look out for people's best interests. I mean, you can ask April yourself. The whole time we've been together, all I've been doing is helping her to realize just how talented she is, how gifted she is, to let go of the blocks and let everything flow out again. And just being supportive.
Is April going with you?
It's actually one of those things. I'm going out first, and she's got some things to take care of and that kind of thing, and then she's coming out afterwards.
I was going to say maybe you just have unfinished business there.
Mm-hmm.
You might come back, and you might end up downtown.
Mm-hmm. And again, she might have wound up downtown too. We'll see. When I look at the situation, it doesn't really matter. We constantly keep in touch with each other. We constantly talk and that kind of stuff.
It doesn't matter where you're at.
If I could just get her to stop asking me if I'm going to disappear. Anybody got any advice for her that sit there and say, you know, hey. Because how long? Let's see. I've known you for a while too, Terry, from the show and everything, right?
Yeah.
So, April, you could talk to Terry. But she's known me for a while. She was right. Didn't you say I was the last one who did a reading for you?
Yeah, I just had. You did reading last week about a job. I thought they'd call this week. They didn't call.
They didn't call?
Uh-uh.
Give me the freaking number. I'll call them.
Now I'm starting to think, oh, my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My own anxiety's setting in. And I thought, you know, I'm the best person for that job. If he can't accept it, then that's his loss.
That's the thing that drives me crazy with the situation. When you see like that, things that don't happen, you really have to sit down again and just kind of like, what is up?
Yeah.
Go over it one more time, analyze the situation. But I always feel like it like this, too. We also have to take into account that when you put it out there, you also are focusing on the universe giving you what's best for you, what's in your best interest.
Yeah.
when you start seeing things like this, it doesn't fall into place. I just feel like it's one of those things pointing out again, too. It just wasn't good for you, and there's something better. Okay, I shuffled your cards. Just tell me when to stop shuffling. I mean, didn't you say you wrote poetry at one time?
I write in a journal.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting that I'm supposed to write, and honest, nobody wants to read my journals.
You might be, sometimes you gotta look at the situations, because one night here on the show, I actually read my journal.
Uh-huh.
And everybody, and this one lady called in, she said, it's like one of the best shows I ever did. Because I was sitting there and showing people, I was like, you want an ideal when you write in your journal exactly what you might want to do. I would sit there and finish off by saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And every statement I put in there, I always put at least 3 thank yous at the end of them. And as well, so people are like, now we got an ideal how to do it. Now can you come over to the house and do it for us? And I'm like, no. But, you know, it's amazing. I've done the same thing. I write a column in a magazine right now, and it always seems like I got all these things going on all the time. All kinds of stuff that I just want to throw into this column, right? And then when I sit down to write the column.
My youngest one lives at home. My other one lives in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. And that was just one of those things about the idea of people around you criticizing you.
My oldest son.
Okay. And your husband, right?
Yeah.
Because it says new love. It says that the idea of a new love, a new relationship, the idea of walking away with a lot of things, certain situations, of bringing harmony within your life. But the idea of, it almost like you get the impression that by going through this process and actually doing just that, that would actually spawn a book that people would read. That's creative writing. Let's see. Then I put down.
And see, I keep getting told that I'm leaving. And I keep thinking, how can I leave? I don't have a job.
Well, that's true. But, yeah, how do we put this? When I went to Colorado the first time, it was basically all paid for. I was working for a company.
Yeah.
She gave me a job. And then she drove. She rented a SUV. It wasn't a vehicle that she had. She rented an SUV to come and get me. What was the urgency? Or was it just something that was predained to happen? You know?
Yeah.
Inquiring minds.
See, my journals, your journals are grateful journals. Here it says, I'll just read you one of mine. As long as you're holding me down. I'm done. I just need to be done and do what Brian wants and keep my mouth shut. So that is my journal.
Yeah. Why? What would you say?
Yeah. Because it was pulled up, so it confused me and made me think it was short.
Yeah, it's always up in a clippy, or I have it up in a ponytail, unless I'm working. And I feel when you're at work, you know, you have to, you mm-hmm. can't pull your hair up.
Oh, yeah.
But my hair is down my back.
I always pull my hair up for work.
I have kinky curly hair.
Mhm.
So I like to straighten it.
Mhm.
And if I put it up, then it kinks it where the clamp's at too.
Oh.
Average built.
Pardon me?
Average built.
Well, I think I'm fat, but I guess that's...
Nah. But I also, you know, I was picking up on, you know, everybody journaling, because every once in a while, I started doing some myself, but not in the same vein. I started reading Lynn Andrews' books and started writing whatever came to me.
Uh-huh.
Some interesting stuff. So every once in a while, I even have another journal that I write things in, and it could be stuff that came to me or whatever, and I'm not one of those people that does an everyday journal like some people do and you sit there and, you know, it's a daily habit because I'm just not good at it. I love writing, and I do write poetry and other things, but I just can't seem to get into that.
I do
it for a while, and then I stop, and then I hide it because I think it's nobody's business but mine.
Okay, let me go over something real quick, and then we'll get back to this. We got 90 seconds left in the show, and I just wanted to sit there and go over our sponsor here, Richard Blanga. Who has a website called DivineBodyWash.com, who sponsored the show, spiritual, so therefore they're really good products. So go check them out here at DivineBodyWash.com. I also do private readings as well, so give me a call at 740-500-8863. Or go to my website, which is www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Give them their information too as well.
Okay. You can contact me at 207-374-5072 or spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com for MSN. Fairy in the Moonlight for yahoo.com, and that's F-A-E-R-Y. excuse me, for an email reading, it's usually for an hour's worth of my time, around 60, and that's donations. I accept PayPal, and for MSN or Yahoo, somewhere between 20, 25, whatever, we can work it out. I'll work within your budget. And that's about it.
That's right. All right.
Unless I forgot something.
Hey, I was just going to go back to this whole thing. I put down three cards for Terry. I got two more cards on top of that one for our little pyramid we're doing here. And actually, I like these cards because the idea of the pyramid, there's always three cards touching each other. And I noticed that when I put down the first three cards, we have new love, harmony, and creative writing. When I put the second two down, there's a card called You Know What to Do. It's Archangel Uriel. It's saying basically trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay, where you also get the impression it's time to almost make a decision of what you want to do, which can actually be prolonging a lot of things too, because the idea of making it more concrete by declaring it to the universe exactly what you want in detail. But I also noticed it was You Know What to Do, which is also touching the new love card and the harmony card. So it's almost like they're sitting there saying within yourself, really realize what you're trying to accomplish in the ideal of certain situations of actually taking all the limitations and restrictions off this by saying anything it has to do anything. I even found an affirmation because we're sitting there looking at the situation wanting to get more recognition and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I found one where it says, I've opened up to receiving, you know, great amounts of money, success, support, and acknowledgement. And fulfillment. So I was like, it's got the thing in there, you know? So it's kind of funny that you put the thing out there and all of a sudden these things start coming to you. And I think they all come to you for a reason, to help you. They're getting tools to help you definitely succeed in what you, you know, the path you've chosen to go down to. Let's see. I was sitting there talking through April, and I was like, she was picking up on things like she saw red and orange, yellow, checkers around the rim of a plate. She sees a crib in one of the bedrooms, and then she says something about blue eyes. Does this ring a bell?
For me?
Yes. Who's your new love? The thing I got, I said, here's your final card. Your final card is life review. And it says, take an inventory of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is imbalanced. And you look at the situation of your support team, you really have no support team.
No.
And it's the ideal. That's a shame, because the ideal that total strangers see your talents, but people who live with you all the time can't see it. They can't get past their own prejudice. And that's kind of sad.
Yeah.
It's realistic. If you look at the situation, eventually the way things go, people have a tendency to distance themselves from the same people. So what's going to happen there is they're the ones going to lose out. See, I always throw out three additional cards. The three additional cards is talking about healthy lifestyle, compassion, and focus. So so we're getting a lot of focus on compassion. But it's also saying, like this is Archangel Zachariel. He says, soften your heart with respect to the situation and all people involved, including yourself. So some people sort of say, well, there's people here that are not nice. But what it's saying is, it's the idea of soften your heart to the situation to realize one thing. Like we said before, no one has ever done anything to you. Nothing or no one has ever done anything to you. It's the idea of what we allow into our lives and allow to be that little voice to take over, to emphasize on. So when you look at the situation, what it says, focus on the, my friend Holly. And there was been... it was just funny. We were talking about the ideal of the thing that she was focusing on. I said, all you need to do is follow through with it. Well, the next thing I know, she did follow through with it. And she called me back up and said a situation she'd gone through and finally made the right decision. What she wanted to do was going to be finalized. I'm like, whoa, what happened? That was fast. But it's just the idea that once that decision is made, it's amazing how these things fall into place. There's also a focus on your life, your healthy lifestyle, or the lack of.
Or the lack of.
Yeah, because it's talking about health. It's like the idea of focusing on an emphasis on tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Everybody's talking about tomatoes? Yeah. Mm. Tomatoes are a very good source of vitamin C. They're also, a lot of people don't realize, I actually read an article on tomatoes system. It's actually able to process it. It can actually be utilized to actually synthesize the absorption of the vitamin C more efficiently.
I thought maybe you saw my tomato plants coming up. I popped...
And tomatoes are also... Here's another one, too. I got this from April, which I didn't know this either. But it's also the tomatoes are also good for the root chakra, which the root chakra is also the chakra at the base of the spine, which is in charge of security, how we feel.
Which is blocked on me.
Right. So it's like the security of money and finances and career and all that kind of that situation of being grounded. So
yeah,
it's kind of funny. I pick up on tomatoes. You need to eat more tomatoes, and you're going through this situation where you feel a bit ungrounded because things are just not falling into place for you. And the idea of waiting for a job, which has a lot to do with the root chakra, so that's good.
Yeah, I did go out yesterday, and my bare feet stood up against my tree.
I walk away from this thing. This thing hit me with so much energy. I was like, I felt like someone hit me with a freaking beer bottle. I'm like walking. Those guys like, you're okay? I said, just got zapped with some intense energy. I just got to learn how to balance it and utilize it, man. I'll be good to go. He's like, okay.
Tomorrow I will hug my tree then.
Oh, heck yeah. Hugging trees? Man, and that's what I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember where I saw this at, because I actually, and there was another one I saw where it's 20 people. Well, it's more than 20 people, but it's a forest shot. And all you can see, is people's hands. They're on the opposite side of the trees. All you can see is their hands around like 100 trees. All these people hugging trees in this forest. It says, "Go hug a tree today and save the world."
I think that should be a new form of therapy.
I think it would work. Yes, I love my trees.
Hey, you know something, guys? In the spiritual realm, it is a form of therapy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's why we're suggesting it.
It does clear. And I know walking in my bare feet, you know, in the dirt and stuff, is good also.
Well, next time, Terry, you have to come to the show with your everything intact so you can actually sit here and do some readings, huh?
I will.
Because I'm serious. Realistically, when you do this kind of work, the only time you really get the experience and the know-how and the feel for it is to do it. Really, seriously. I mean, that's the one thing
you're
I would...
You're just going to push me, and that will be fine. You're going to push me and make me do it, and that will be fine.
Okay, so... When I got my cards and stuff like that, I would sit and read over them, read the book, and I just start doing them. And I started sort of focusing and doing a lot of things where what I would do is I would take one card, and I would sit there and stare at that card, and just take all the details of that card in and all the things that hit me at that time. And it's amazing. Mm-hmm. I did a reading for a person like that. The very first time I did a one card reading, that I had these. I've been trying to find these deck of cards because I, actually had a deck of these cards when I was in Florida. The situation between my next fiance and me, I got kind of angry and walked up out of the freaking house. I grabbed my stuff, I thought, head out the front door. I left a deck of angel cards and my tarot, which it was actually, it was called the Diamond Tarot. And I can't find that deck anywhere. And I did find a deck on Amazon.com, but it's $80.
Wow.
I like that deck, but $80? The first time
That's
I bought it.
That's probably your deck.
Yeah, the first time I bought it, I only paid $20 for it.
This one show I used to go to, I quit one too because I pretty much was told, well, if you're offered the job, you won't take it anyway. Because I had turned down an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you get sick in your stomach with an interview,
mm-hmm.
just talking to them over the phone about an interview, I don't think I should have gone.
Right.
So I called and canceled. And she says, the one person said, you really didn't want the job because if you really wanted the job, you would have went for the interview. And I said, there was something wrong.
Thank you.
I just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sometimes people have a tendency to get too caught up in the situation of their gifts. I think a lot of times it's not tapping into one's gifts. It's tapping into one's opinion and what they think you should do. And then, I mean, it's the idea of being judgmental. I think that was kind of a little off there.
She doesn't even have a gift.
No, I was just checking some comments we had in the chat room. And I always tell everybody that who's ever in the queue, we always get to everybody. Even if we don't get, because the show, of course, only runs for an hour, but here we are,
yeah.
an additional hour recording this thing. So the idea of getting your questions answered, you're going to get it. But also, it's like the idea, I've stressed so many times on the show, if you don't get on the show, there's a reason why. And if you got an attitude where you're sitting there going, well, you're taking too long, you're doing this, and you're basically dictating everything else because of what you want, then you've kind of lost track of the whole thing of why you're here in the first place, which is the ideal to get answers, not just to deal with a person, but also in some way to change your life. And I've had so many people come on the show I had a lady come on the show one night took her an hour and a half to get on the show. And she came on and said, Mike, I've been listening, and I already got my questions answered. But I had to stay on the air. I had to stay on the line because I wanted to tell you. You know, this is a great show. You answer my questions. I just needed to listen, and more people need to listen. Because everything that's happening at this moment, whatever's crossing your path, has a reflection of something about you because you're seeing it. Everyone involved. And when you sit and look at the situation, the people just kind of getting irritated. This lady just basically said in the chat room that she goes, this is my first and last time listening to your show because I didn't get on. I think that it's kind of a shame that they're missing out on so much because they're not listening. Because I guarantee you that I was sitting there looking at this lady when she was talking, and I guarantee you that I just feel like some of the things I had said, if she would have listened, she would have got an answer to her question.
Yeah.
And then there was another guy who was asking some questions about finances and projects. And I'm sorry that we don't get to everybody. And I'm just saying with the situation, the chat room is one of those things that we have, but we don't have to. And it's like one of those things you just feel like, oh, okay, forget that, man. Cause,
it's a perk.
Yeah, because honestly, I can't keep up with the chat room. And I sit there and I talk to people and I go over things. But if it's a lady, I think who it was, I was about ready to go to her just as we were ending the show because she said there's 5 minutes left in the show. I'm not getting a reading tonight. Well, if you would have stayed right where you was, yes, you would have because we still had another hour.
Yeah.
You see how what happens with people need to learn patience. Not because of the idea of dealing with stuff, but it tells you to realize how much you're actually missing because of your impatience, too, as well.
So, wait, and you, whatever is said, they can maybe pull something from it.
Yeah, I know they can, because I've had too many people come on the show who told me that they got their answers to their questions by just listening to the show. They were in the queue, but it's amazing. I used to have this one lady sit there, and she would get so angry. And actually, one night she fell asleep, and boy, can she snore. I clicked onto her. We clicked into her phone call, and I was like, oh my gosh, and she's sucking the paint right off the phone. But she was intense, I swear. And then
me. I tend to make funny noises.
I was just, you know, it was funny. I was like, okay, this is kind of funny. And then we had one night, we had an incident where I'm sitting there doing the show, and there was this lady who, I think it might be Wanda again, who was just talking, and I actually dozed off. I was like, okay, is she going to get to the question? Because she sat there and told me that she felt like if I would shorten the readings, I would probably have more business. And I said, you don't understand. My biggest thing about doing this kind of work is the idea of being able to detail it to the individual, not the masses. And if I do group readings too, I do the same thing. We detail it to the person. That's a challenging situation too, because a lot of people's personalities. I've actually done readings where I was doing a reading for a couple, and I was reading him through her, and her through him. Yeah. And it was amazing how that happened. Or just sit there and do a reading through a translator. You ever done that? So.
No, are they that good? Have a couple together then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were connected. We were sitting there. I mean, sometimes I'm amazed too. I looked at the lady and we're sitting there talking about it. I see a ton of green energy around you, just green, green, green color, you know? And then we're sitting there talking about the situation. And I was like, she, in the reading, informed me that she's in the Army. And I was like, I used to have always wanted it to be. Would you do it? You got 5 seconds.
If I knew it, I'm not sure that I would trust. I'm not trusting.
Okay, I'm just saying, if you knew beyond a shadow of doubt, Archangel Michael came down, Archangel Gabriel, all the angels came down and said, if you don't do this, you're nuts.
Well, then I'd do it.
Well, you got one coming, so brace yourself. Anyway, it's break for a commercial.
Yeah, I would do it if I was, positive.
The funny thing I ever heard was a commercial about eHarmony, and then the commercial after that was KY Jelly. And I'm sitting there going, those kind of go together, don't they? Anyway, that was
good.
I'm just saying, you ever sit there and watch some things like that before?
I am. I record all my shows, mm-hmm. and I fast forward.
Mm-hmm.
I used to be the one that loves to watch commercials, and now mm-hmm. I want to save time, and I fast forward. So, I'm not good with commercials anymore.
You're not good with commercials. No, I understand.
Pardon me?
I understand.
You don't miss anything with the commercials. Because they're all so stupid anyway.
There are.
They make the American.
Yeah. You know, is that something you really want to put on? But then again, we see all kinds of stuff, right? We see all kinds of commercials on television. But if you watch television, actually, when I work with certain clients, actually, when I work with everybody anymore, I sit there and said, you know, the first thing you could do to get rid of stress in your life, they go, what's that? I said, stop watching the news. Because think about this. You're watching something that's already happened. Why do you need to know about that? Yeah, trace it back 100 years ago. Take it back to 100 years ago and realize that these things never existed. But for some reason, society still existed and still moved forward. Now it's kind of
crazy. I gave up the news.
Crazy. Yeah.
Depressed.
But my mom actually schedules in the news every day, three times a day. And I'm serious, she'll be sitting working on the computer, doing dishes or whatever. She turns the TV to the news and turns it up. I said I was so glad to leave there because I said I was working on the computer, and the television is actually like on the same wall, as the living room. It was right there. I could just hear the whole thing blaring all the time. So going, just, you know, she's being so dramatic. You know, Katrina, disaster fun. Boy, she's just out there, isn't she? And this one guy looked at me and started laughing. And he said, "You haven't heard about Florida?" I was like, "No." Or where was Katrina at? I don't know where Katrina was. Even. Well, that was Louisiana, wasn't it?
New Orleans
was really hit
by New Orleans. I have no idea. It was like when I was like, it's like when they crashed into the World Trade Center. My ex-wife had to call me, and she goes, "You watching television?" I said, "Kinda." She goes, "What do you mean, kinda? I'm watching a movie." I think I was actually watching Die Hard. That's kind of weird. Anyway,
you know, I was at work when that happened, and I freaked because from us as a plane crashed.
Hey, we had some craziness about that, too. I got really irritated with a lot of people because there was this one guy who was on television. Maybe I shouldn't even mention the guy, but he did open his mouth and say something about it. But they were talking about the World Trade Center, and they were talking about the psychics, you know. Psychics just think they know. And people are just so caught up in the whole thing. You know? And I'm sitting there going, I used to like this group, too, these two people. I thought they were, like, you know, really open-minded people until they started talking about bullshit. And they thought psychics was in that category, too. And they said... they were talking about some people had said that they had picked up on things about the World Trade Center. And they said that people like that should have been arrested because they knew. See, first they're denouncing psychics, but they're also saying on the other end of the whole thing, if they really knew that this was going to happen, right, this really happened because it did, that they also should be locked up and arrested because they didn't tell anybody. I said, you know something? I got asked a question, too. They said, "Did you pick anything about that?" I said, I was watching television one night. I think it was about a week before this happened, and I saw the World Trade Centers. I saw the World Trade Center. And
okay, what did you see about the plane in Pennsylvania?
See, the one thing I picked up on, I saw the World Trade Center, and I got this presence of absence, like they wasn't going to be there. I got this little pit.
Yeah.
I got this thing in the pit of my stomach that it just wasn't going to be there. After the whole incident happened and that kind of stuff, when it came to the plane in Pennsylvania, I felt like the plane didn't crash. The plane was actually shot down.
It was. Because where I live, for like 6 months, why would there be military helicopters? They put up a memorial that's not even close to the crash site.
They put all kinds of stuff falling down.
Pardon me?
It was kind of freaky to see the World Trade Centers the way they did fall.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand.
I watched that. I was at one.
Yeah, I was watching it, too.
I
was kind of glad when they... And I'm looking at this building come crashing down, and I was like... A lot of people said the same thing. It just didn't look right. And, because it fell down almost like dominoes, section by section by section.
Yeah.
And I understand the ideal heat and what it can do and that kind of stuff, but to have that kind of effect on a building, you know...
It's really... Dark.
But I've also seen buildings fall like that before. And the last time I saw that was I was watching on the History Channel when they have that, what is it called? It's about technology. And they used to have a show on there about people who work with that kind of stuff. Okay? Where they basically blow up buildings and they bring them down in a nice constructive way. Yeah.
And they could... Put stuff in there before.
Well, somebody said that there was people, some kind of professional people in there. But the sprinkler system was just an illusion. The only thing that was really there was the sprinklers themselves. There was no pipes, no nothing, nothing hooked up to the whole thing. And you got to sit and think about the situation, okay? This is something that was under wraps, and the reason it came out to the light. Because the place actually did catch on fire and burnt down. And then he figured out later on. But somebody had gone into this place and done all these things. So the idea of those kind of situations happening and people not taking notice of those whole things like something else happening on a bigger scale. Because, you know, it's not impossible and that kind of thing. People keep saying the government can't keep nothing secret, so they can't see that as a possibility because they keep hanging on to the same thing. It's like people talking about, for example, they keep hanging on to this one preconceived thought. They won't let it go. So they have a tendency to put that one thing on everything afterwards, which has something to do with it. Because I was saying, it's like we had the book. It's a book about abusive men. And it basically says in the book that 97% American book. It's like with everything else we've heard about, everything out there. Sometimes theories and have a lot more fact behind them that people just don't want to look at. Let me give you one more example. People said the city of Troy didn't exist. It was just a fabrication of some guy who wrote a book. But it was found. But how many people's perceptions didn't change anyway? Where they're sitting there trying to look at the situation and try to disprove it. And it's like, we used to talk about people about the law of attraction. People who actually try to disprove that the law of attraction doesn't work actually attract exactly what they need to do to prove that wrong. So actually they're actually proving it as they're going through their process of trying to disprove it. There's a concept, huh? So I'm just saying with the situation.
Maybe then.
I'm just saying myths and that
maybe
kind of
stuff. Maybe I need to practice.
Right.
Yeah. And maybe I need to practice disproving it. I know after I actually have to work on my getting a positive attitude.
Yes, you do.
And affirmation.
But it's one of those things. We'll help you.
Because, I need to get a way better positive attitude than what I have.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's like one of those things. You just got to look at the situation. I sit and talk to people all the time and say, yeah, it's like, look at the situation. I can really identify with where you're at right now because I've been there. But and they go, well, you're here now. Yeah, of course. I made a decision. I was tired.
This is at work.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I've come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Since I've lost my job, I've come a long way.
Oh, yeah.
And believe it or not, even though I love the place I work, and I'm run back in a heartbeat.
Shoot.
I'm better off. I'm better off without being there.
Mm-hmm. How you like that one?
I don't think my job is here in this county for my life.
Well, I think that's one of the things we were talking about before about opening up the possibilities. I'm opening up all the opportunities to be where I want to be. And then let down your resistance to go where that's going to be at. I think the reason I took me so long to get... I just think it's one of those things that took me so long to get...
Turn the lights out on you.
No, I was looking... She showed me this... Okay, what? What's the name of the card, April? See the Ten of Life? You're on mute.
Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
I was thinking it was a man in Terry's life. I didn't know, like, if it was a man coming.
Because there's a guy, she shows me this picture, right? It's got this guy in this suit, correct? He's in a suit. He's got a nice vest. He's actually sitting on a... It looks like a block, but go ahead.
The scruffy hair stands out to me a lot.
The scruffy hair stands out. He's got a beard and a mustache. He has one hand out. It looks like he has a stopwatch in it, and then the other hand's on his knee. But it looks like he's sitting on. It looks like he's sitting on a foundation block. He's very opinionated. He's sitting on the block. He's got the yellow suit represents a person that could be more spiritual if he would get his head out of his ass.
Yeah.
And actually see things for what they are instead of trying to preconceive and then try to, it's like we said before, it's like taking a round peg and trying to pound it down through a square hole. It's not going to work. But he will figure out a way to get it in there.
And
it'll take.
Will.
Yeah, he'll cut the freaking thing out.
Okay.
And make it, not realizing that's still not going to work, because when you finally get it through there, all you've proven that is that the peg is still around, and you have no idea what you're doing with it in the first place.
Yeah. I thought maybe she had my dream guy.
I would sit here and say like this. I would say the dream guy is close to, in the ideal resemblance to your husband, but his attitude and his personality, the flow. Because you have a certain nature to yourself too, and it seems like you're out of water. Mm-hmm. Cookies. I'm sorry, I was thinking about sweets.
I am a fish out of water. Huh?
Yeah, it's like one of those things, you know.
You're floundering on land.
And he said, when we go to Florida, and he keeps saying, when we go to Florida.
When we go to Florida.
I said, I can't afford to go to Florida. I'm going to get a job. I can't afford to ask for the time off. But he keeps saying that, you know, when we go.
So he assumes you're going to go.
My husband can't get the time off. And I said, you know, I need to pay for it. And he already sent his deposit. And said, don't worry about it. He would pay my way. So.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's my husband's friend. And he wouldn't care if I went with him.
Wow.
And
so you can't go unless you got money of your own, right?
Well, no, I don't need money of my own. He already said that.
I know that, but I'm just saying for you to feel good about the situation.
For me personally?
Yeah.
I cannot. Yeah, for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot go until I have money of my own. Because, you know, I wouldn't feel right.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. You would go because of that.
I have. Pardon me?
So
I have a huge
things
pricing.
Were different or something. We all got to understand the idea of giving and receiving are equally important. So when people give to us, and they give us those kind of things and that kind of stuff, there's a reason why. So we need to let go of that whole thing. And it might be the idea of putting ourselves in a situation of actually doing that, being open more to receiving, to actually correct what's going on in our lives, like looking at the situation, new jobs, or certain things are slow and that kind of stuff, our prosperity is kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Or it could be the ideal, it could be an imbalance between giving and receiving, or being and knowing, structure and flow, active and not active, things like that, not realizing both sides of the equation are equally important because they have to have the ideal balance is the ideal they both work together.
Even though I give, I won't receive.
Yeah, because we have to understand one thing. In the process of us giving, someone's going to give back. So if we are not open to receiving, we're cutting off that person's giving. So we're actually doing
I would love to give.
I'm just saying we have a religious upbringing. We have our way we're brought our family, religious influences, all kinds of good stuff that could actually be creating blocks that we never even thought about. To keep us from actually being able to. Well, I had a lady the other day who said you need to learn to open up to receive more. And she goes, "Well, that's not spiritual." I said, "Why is it not spiritual? Giving and receiving are spiritual concepts on both sides of the equation. One without the other, it doesn't work. It's like when I feel like since it had a voice, it should have said something." But also asking yourself the same question, you know, can you honestly see yourself in this relationship just the way it is right now for the next 10 years without shooting somebody?
No.
I'm just saying, it's the ideal.
I know.
They pull a card out that says truth and integrity. It means you have to be truthful to yourself and have that integrity for yourself, because in the process of not doing that, everybody else has a tendency to disrespect you and has no integrity towards you at all. Looking at, oh my gosh.
What?
No, I'm just tired.
Oh.
I was just like, man, I just can't believe how tired I am.
Well, I thought you were going to tell me there was something else wrong.
No, there's nothing else wrong. And actually, with the situations, it's just bad. You're pointing out situations. There's so many things that you get the impression there's going to be a lot of things that are going to start being corrected in the next couple of months. Where you're just going to walk away.
Yeah. And see, I'm the type of person that will just walk away. I will take my stuff and I will leave. Nobody will even notice that I'm gone unless they look at my and see my clothes.
That was weird.
So that's just that's how I am.
Man, I was just trying to pull something. I'm screaming.
I just wonder where I'm going.
The impression I get is the idea of where you're going. It's the idea of understanding that the direction that you chose to go in.